What was it about some of the things that you uncovered that allowed you to move forward to come up with some theories that you did?
Well, I think the most critical factor was that these discoveries of anatomically modern human skeletons, anatomically modern human footprints, and human artifacts generally attributed by archaeologists to human beings like us go back so far in time. What I found really amazing is that, you know, if you look at the entire history of archaeology, you know, you'll find that over the past 150 years, you know, archaeologists have discovered huge amounts of evidence. They've made hundreds of discoveries showing that humans like us have existed for tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of years on this planet. The oldest discoveries that I encountered in my research go back about 2 billion years. These are the round metallic objects from mines in South Africa near a place called Otasdalen in the western Transvaal region. You know, you have these objects that are 1 or 2 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are made of metallic substance. The one that I had analyzed by an independent company, a metallurgist, was made of a naturally occurring type of iron called hematite. But the really amazing feature about them were the parallel grooves that went around the center of each object. And what was even more fascinating was these objects were found solidly embedded in mineral deposits over 2 billion years old.
2 billion years old.
And then we have human skeletons that have been found in layers of rock, you know, 300 million years old. And sometimes people protest, well, you didn't date the skeleton, you're just talking about the age of the rock. But most people don't realize that you can't date a skeleton hundreds of millions of years old with any of the known scientific methods that we have now. You
mm-hmm.
have to date the layers of the rock in which they're found. And if the evidence suggests that these skeletons were found in undisturbed layers of rock. For example, we have the case of a skeleton that, according to a scientific journal called The Geologist, was found 90 feet below the surface of the ground in coal deposits in Macoupin County, Illinois, in
right.
the United States. Now, you know, if you have a skeleton that's 300 million years old, that's found 90 feet below the surface of the ground, it's solid coal deposits, on top of solid coal deposits, with a layer of slate rock directly over it, completely sealing the skeleton off from the surface, that gives you an indication it's as old as the layer of rock in which it's found. Which, in this case, according to, you know, modern geologists, is about 300 million years.
It does make you wonder then, doesn't
yeah.
it?
And then we have cases of footprints and shoe prints being found in layers of rock millions of years old. There's the case of William Meister, you know, finding a shoe print in a layer of slate rock in Utah, near Antelope Springs, roughly 500 million years old. So what this adds up to is, when you have hundreds of discoveries like this, not just a few isolated cases, but when you have five or 600 cases like this, of this evidence of extreme human antiquity, what this tells us is, we need a new explanation for human origins. The current explanation that we're now being given by the scientific establishment is incorrect. They would have us believe that human beings like ourselves came into existence about 100,000 years ago, having evolved from, you know, more primitive ape-like
mm-hmm.
creatures. But there's just so much evidence that contradicts that.